Hello, everyone. This is Will.
This is Alex.
Welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Ah! Mostly.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. More of this, please.
They did it. Oh, my God.
They fucking... Oh, my God. Thank...
They fucking did it, baby.
Thank fucking everything that is holy that this was not fucking, like, Claws again.
Oh, no, this is...
Oh, my fucking God. I am so happy.
It's like someone made a movie that would just appeal to this... us.
Oh, God, this is good.
This is great.
I mean, it's not good, but
it's not
great.
What... Here's the thing. It's not what most people would call a good movie.
I would struggle to call it, like, a fantastic movie.
But it is... wildly entertaining.
It is a fucking ride.
And boy, I in some crazy ass way, I respect this movie quite a bit.
Oh God, yeah. It like
they did that.
It's like I don't know. It just it just proves that like anyone can do it.
You can do this.
Like people can make movies.
People can make movies.
You can make a movie. You just have to have the right...
An entertaining movie.
You have to just have the right passion.
Yeah.
You have to know what you want to make.
You don't want to be like the...
You have to have the right direction.
Yeah, you don't want to be like the douchebag who made Claws and
no,
The Devil
you
Only Wears
Bassett. No, you don't want to see a fucking terrible movie and be like, I could do that.
No.
You want to see a movie like this and think, you know what? I could do that.
Like, wow, you could do this.
Like, I can do this.
You can, like, people can, anybody can do this.
Like, it's oddly inspiring.
It is.
It's kind of weird.
This movie inspired me.
It's weird.
It inspires you to be a good person. Well,
yeah,
it inspires
guess,
you
yeah.
to go train.
Yes.
For 6 months by getting smacked.
With young old guy.
Young old man. And sup Kim.
And sup Kim. Yo, sup Kim.
Sup Kim.
Yeah. There's a guy named Sup Kim in this movie.
Sup Kim?
So I don't know if you saw, but we watched today Death Promise.
Death Promise. I didn't get the title, but I get it now.
Oh, I get it.
I get everything.
You know what? It's a promise that there's going to be death, and there's a promise
well,
that it's going to... Well, I know this isn't the real reason, but there's a promise that it's going to fucking... this movie's going to be entertaining as shit.
Yeah. But man, you know what? Everything makes sense now. Not just the title.
Yeah.
Just life. The world.
All I'm saying is after this, I won't reveal too much because we'll get into the review soon. But like, all I'm going to say is it's going to be hard to top this for best of the worst.
Oh, good luck.
Like, it's going to be fucking hard.
Good luck.
Because I had a fucking blast.
Good luck topping this. So far, this is the best one.
Yeah. In 1977, this is the best one.
Sorry, Mr. Deathman. It was close.
Sorry you got beat.
You got beat by...
You got beat by this.
We had to give it to our boy.
Fucking, we had to do it to him. What was his name?
Charlie.
Robert White Flash?
Oh, Robert Warm Flash.
Warm Flash, that's it. Yeah, not White Flash, sorry. The director is Robert White Warm Flash.
Warm Flash. Whatever that means.
I don't know. And I don't even care if this is his only credit. Thank you, Robert.
It is, unfortunately, his only directing credit. But respect.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, sir. You did it.
You put some childlike joy into my heart. My cold, dead heart for an hour and 20 minutes.
It made you feel alive for an hour and 20 minutes.
It made me feel like a kid again.
It's true.
Because, like, this just reminds me of, like, watching, like, old martial arts movies and just being, like, enthralled.
Yeah.
But, like, because, like, back when I was a kid, I didn't realize how, like, fucking awful they were. I just liked the fucking fights.
The fighting, yeah.
Like, I didn't care about the story or anything. I just like watching two dudes duke it out.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes use swords and shit. Like, that's all I cared about. And, like...
And you get that.
And I still, to this day, will watch those movies just for that sole fact.
Because it's fun.
It's just fun to watch two dudes just fucking fight each other.
Dude, imagine having fun in a movie.
I know.
What a concept.
We don't get that a ton on this podcast.
No,
so
but...
it's like, I will cherish it when I get it.
Oh, it's great.
I fucking love when it happens.
It's perfect.
Because I enjoy... it just makes it all worth it.
It does. This movie really does. Because I would not have watched this movie otherwise.
So, thank you, Robert. Thank you, Death Promise. I think we should get into it.
Yeah.
All right. So,
we get the...
Now, first impressions, I did think that I legitimately almost thought this was going to be a bad movie.
Bullshit. You had the theme song.
Well, yes. But, like...
You had the theme song and you had our guys running in identical fucking track suits that look like Bruce Lee.
Yeah, the yellow and black stripes.
Because...
I mean, this is the time.
It's the time. So they're running down the street, and it's playing the theme song.
And they're running, and there's just like, oh, man, the theme song is fire. It is fucking great.
It's literally it's just, like
this funky, like,
yeah,
like death promise.
It's not death promise. It's that's a promise.
That's a promise.
That's a promise.
That's a promise.
It's great. And it's them running down a street, and there's, like, random people looking into the camera, because they're just filming without permits, as you would.
Which just makes it even greater.
As you should.
Yes.
When.
So they break apart, and the guy goes into his apartment, and he starts, like, you know, taking off his shoes and trying to relax. And
we get a narrator.
Yep. So his gas is off.
Well, first, he comes in, starts taking his clothes off, and a narrator comes in.
The voiceover, yeah. About,
just, like, many people, like, in big cities.
They're living in, like, you know, basically poverty.
Living in poverty because they can't afford the rent.
And, like, landlords will, like, mess with them to try and get them out of the...
To evict them.
To evict them so they can, like, bring in tenants that will pay and stuff like this. Like,
so they
it's just, like, this whole thing about how landlords are evil and they're trying to, like... You know, which is kind of true.
Intimidate people into leaving.
They're trying to intimidate people into leaving by legal ways or illegal ways.
In this universe, apparently, you can't just, like, evict people. They have to resort to...
I'm assuming for some landlords, it's really hard to evict some people because they'll probably just squat.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm assuming it's not this fucking hard to just evict
people. And these people aren't squatting because they're obviously paying.
Well, yeah, but the landlords, like, choose to turn off their gas. They turn off the electricity. They turn off the water.
He goes over to his stove and the gas is off, and they're like, they intimidate them through various means, such as turning off gas. Blah, blah, blah. This is one of those stories. And you were just like, this is Law and Order.
Yep. I was half expecting a dun-dun.
These are their stories.
These are their stories.
And he's just, like, you know, pissed off. And then this guy just...
Some catchy, like, TV tune comes on.
This is the OG Law and Order. It's the OG Law and Order. Stories of landlords.
So there, another guy walks into his house because he's putting back on his shoes because he's going to go talk to the landlord, I guess.
Or something.
Or about the gas. So the guy comes in and he's like, did you see what they're doing out here? And like all this stuff. And like, the guy's like, yeah, they turned off my gas. And then the electric,
like, really?
The light goes out. And then
the light goes out. And then like the old guy runs into the hallway
He's gonna go talk to the landlord because
he's
unfair.
When the lights go out, he like runs into the hallway to see what's going on, I guess.
And there's like a bunch of goons in the
hallway.
There's
two guys, and a fight just starts.
Yeah, like they hold him up, and then they just start fighting all these, and then like five more people show up.
Yeah,
the guy gets out of his apartment, like our main guy Charlie, out of his apartment and starts beating the shit out.
The old guy's like punching them. And then our guy runs out of his apartment and starts doing, like, karate shit on them. And they beat all of them up, and they're just like, who do you work for? And they're just like, I don't know.
He just paid us.
And that's the scene.
So next scene is they're at a dojo.
So it's him and the guy he was running with, his black friend.
Please enlighten us on what this brilliant man's name is.
Speedy.
Speedy.
In the movie, his name is Speedy. In real life, his name is Speedy Leacock.
In the movie, they call him by his full name, Speedy Leacock.
Clever.
Yep.
Highly clever. And they're in the dojo, and they train for like 10 seconds, And then they're like, all right, well, we spent enough time here. Let's go home.
Yeah. So then they're like walking home and they see, so we see this guy delivering a package to the apartment.
No, it's just a shitty car parks on the curb. Oh, that's
right. Yeah. And then the guy walks up to with a box.
And then like there's a shifty guy in the driver's seat. And then this guy gets out with a dirty box.
And right before he enters the apartment, it shows a clip of a rat. Just a rat facing the camera. And then, like, he, like, walks in, and then you see the box, and, like, inside the box is a bunch of rats.
Well, he goes in the middle of the hallway and just puts the box down and then, like, drops it.
And dumps out a bunch of rats in the hallway of this apartment. And that's it. Yeah.
And then there's some old guy, like, hey, why are you dropping rats? Nyeh, nyeh, nyeh. And they start harassing him.
Yeah, and then, like... our two heroes, Speedy and Charlie.
Well, so first they're harassing him, and then a bunch of, like, neighbors show up, and it just turns into, like, a brawl.
Yeah.
And then our guys are walking down the street, and they see it, and they join in on the brawl.
So they beat up the goons, and they, like, hold them hostage. And
Well, the old guy shows up, and he's just like...
He's like, let him go.
Same thing. Who do you work for? I don't know!
And he's like, let him go. They don't know anything. They're just hired guns, basically.
They're just hired here to, like, intimidate us by dropping a box of rats in the hallway.
Yeah, so apparently they clean up those rats real quick.
I don't know.
I don't fucking know. They don't ever show... Oh, wait. I shouldn't say they don't ever show up again. So, now...
I was going to say.
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll get there. The rats make a surprise appearance.
They do.
So now we get a bunch of, like, really shady, like...
Rich guys?
Rich guys. Like, one controls all the drugs. One is a landlord. One's, a judge.
A judge.
One's, like a mafioso guy. Like, we just get the whole, like, a whole just, like...
So, it's...
Compilation of bad guys.
It's the people who own... The landlord, like, corporation.
Yeah.
So because right before this, the guy's like, these guys are just working for the landlord corporation. And then it cuts to, like, a bunch of people sitting at a fucking table.
It's like Dr. Evil's fucking meeting.
Where seriously.
It's like sitting around a table.
Discussing evil shit.
And the big boss landlord has this giant golden fucking, like, chair that goes, like, a throne almost.
And they're talking about, like, you know, getting these people out of there and all this stuff. And they talk about how they won't budge. One of the guys is like, what about my rat plan?
Like, that didn't pan out. Those two guys came over and...
That didn't pan out, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, the mafioso guy is just like, this is all stupid. None of this will work.
Well, and then the landlord guy is like, don't worry. We got a plan. We have this...
Well, it's the main guy.
He's like, we have this boxer. He used to be a boxer.
Yeah, so he's like, there's just one guy who, like, runs the group or whatever, and he's an old boxer, and I'm going to try and, like, give him a better deal.
Basically, they're going to have him rough up the tenants to, like, strong-arm them out of the buildings.
Well, he says he's going to try to, like, pay him off.
Yeah.
Make a deal.
Because he's, like, the head of that, like,
The neighborhood organization.
He's like inspiring confidence in the neighborhood, and they don't want that anymore. So they're going to pay him lots of money to stop doing that and kind of strong-arm people out of the apartments.
And that scene ends.
The landlord guy goes into another room.
Oh, yeah.
And, like...
There's a guy with a cat in his lap.
And just petting the cat.
And he just talks to him like, yep, everything is good, yep. So business.
So we know something other than what is going on, like, something bigger is going on.
Something else is going on.
Yes. We don't know what yet, but...
Oh,
we will find out. So now, we get a scene of the goons again.
Well, we get, like, our guy in his apartment. Oh, no. It cuts to, like... We get stock footage of, like, buildings on fire, remember?
Right, and then we get, like, the three goons.
Not yet. First, we see our guy, like, eating dinner or something in his... apartment.
Oh, and he looks out the window. That's right.
And there's like sirens going on outside.
And then he like sees something. And he's like, "Oh, not again!"
And we're just like, "What?" And there's three goons
like pouring gasoline on the side of his building.
So they're pouring gasoline on like a stack of boxes, and then one guy lights it on fire, and then our guy runs and kicks him in the face, puts out the fire,
and then beats the shit out of all the goons.
Beats the shit out of all of them, and then again. Who do you work for? I don't know.
Yeah. And then they go back to the dojo.
The end.
Now Jesus. They're back at the dojo training. Oh, sorry. No, they're not training. They're talking to the, like.
Well, so his friend goes to the dojo first, and then the guy is like, "I'm busy. Come back later."
Oh, that's right.
He's training his sons.
And then so Charlie shows up, and they talk outside the dojo about like stuff going on, how they try to set the building on fire, and then like the dojo master's sons leave, and so they go in, and then. Train, I guess.
We don't see it, but then it cuts to like a hard cut to just a guy's hand like pushing a stack of money.
Yeah.
And then just no. So just cut to stack of money being pushed. No. And then it's the old guy.
It's the old guy that the guy that was talking to Charlie in the
like.
He's like,
you think you can buy me out? Like I'm not gonna budge.
Like, I'm not doing anything. These people deserve these homes. Like, they might not be the best building, but these are their homes.
Yeah.
And, like, you know.
You can't shove us around just because we're poor.
Yeah.
And he leaves our fucking big, the bad, what we think is the big bad. He goes into the fucking room with the dude with the cat. And, again, same thing as just like, yep, everything's going to plan.
Your plan is working perfectly. So then the boxer goes to the fucking dojo master
to talk to the dojo master because they're friends,
and the boxer knows like something's gonna happen to him basically,
yeah,
because he refused this big landlord guy, so he's like, he's not gonna just let it go.
And then the dojo master is like, you think this is the best idea for you and all this stuff, and he's like, yeah, it is. And then he gives him a
letter to give to Charlie. He's
like, if anything happens to me, give this letter to Charlie. This is important. He says, give it to Charlie.
He literally says, give it to Charlie.
Give it to Charlie.
If anything happens to me. But now I understand,
you
after
get
watching
it.
The movie, why he did. Okay, so I understand a scene that's going to come up.
Well, this
now.
Is the, yeah. So then we get the big bad landlord man puts out a hit.
Yes.
He calls
like all the fucking people.
Dude, we get a scene of him calling all the other bad guys and telling him he refused the deal, we're gonna kill him.
And all the bad guys are like, yeah, okay, yeah, we need
and they're all
we
like,
need to eliminate him.
And they're all in the middle of bad guy shenanigans.
Like the fucking drug lord is like strong arming a woman to have sex with him for drugs.
For drugs?
Like the fucking mafioso guy's doing archery for some reason.
There's another guy who's like driving in a car while a woman's like rubbing his leg over and over.
Yeah,
like
I, you know,
it happens.
It's fine.
Oh, the judge is at his home and he's just at his home. He's literally just sitting in a corner.
Yeah, I know. Like he's the only one that's not doing like dirty shit.
Because he can't, I guess. He's a judge.
I guess archery isn't dirty shit, but, like, it's kind of weird that he's just sitting down doing archery.
The archery pays off.
Oh, God, yeah.
Will pays off big time.
So, then we also get, like, scenes of...
Oh, this isn't... This whole thing is intercut with...
Speedy, Charlie, and the boxer in the bar.
They're, like, just hanging out, having fun, and it gets to, you know, the boxer's gonna go home, but he like hugs them and is like, you know, you two are, you're like my sons.
Both of you.
He's
like making some very like climactic
speech. You know how in movies when someone's about to die, they get all sentimental. You have that sentimental scene.
Either that or like, I'm gonna retire soon. And you know,
I was
2 days from retirement.
I really care about you guys. You know, you're like my sons. I love both of you. You know, some shit's gonna go down.
Yep.
He leaves. He goes home. Our guys start going home. Charlie goes into the building, and we hear a very muffled, "Oh my God! Oh my God!" And then,
yeah,
Speedy runs in, and the boxer is just on the floor, dead.
He's dead. And then we get a nice voiceover of them walking like down
the street.
Yep.
And Charlie is just like, "I'm gonna get them.
I'm gonna get them. That's
I'm gonna
a
get
promise.
Them. That's a promise. I promise. I'm gonna get them."
A death
promise. And he just, I'm going to get them. I'm going to find them. I'm going to get them. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't think
they
ever name drop it, though. I don't think they
ever
say
name. No, they don't say death promise.
But he does promise to, like, get vengeance for the boxer.
He does promise.
Yep.
And then he goes to the dojo master.
So they both sit down at the stairs of the dojo master.
Waiting for him to get there.
And the master comes in and kind of consoles both of them and, like, you know, is like, oh, like, what happened? Like, you know, why, like, why is this happening? And
he talks to Charlie, and Charlie's like, I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them. And the dojo master, like, says, like, I have a letter from him. And he's like, give it to me. And then he's like, no.
No, he told me not to give it to you.
And we're just like, bullshit.
He's like, bullshit.
He literally said, if anything happens, give this to Charlie. But he's like, no. Blah, blah, blah. You're going to get yourself killed and all this stuff. And
now, if you start thinking about it, you can probably piece together what's going to happen. But
no.
You don't know the events.
There's zero indication of what the fuck actually happens.
That's true.
Zero.
So, he's like, no, you need to go train before you take these guys down. You can't take them down as you are
now. If you insist, you're going to need more training. So, there is someone I know.
So, you're going to go to the Big Master.
You have to go to Big Master.
The Big Master.
Big Master trained me.
Yeah.
And then we see our guy on a stock footage plane.
Yep.
Flying off to some foreign land.
Well, he talks to Speedy before he leaves.
And oh, yeah.
He's like giving their, like, goodbyes and like.
He's like, I gotta go.
Speedy's like, well, I'm gonna do some digging myself.
He's like, we should get him. He's like, no, I have to go. This is my job. I have to go. Well, I'm gonna do some digging myself. He's like, I'll see you later. And flies off.
Yep, and then we get a scene.
To some foreign land.
We get a scene of a guy picking up garbage on the street, and he's just, like, stuffing it into a garbage can, and Speedy comes over and is like,
what's going on?
He's like, they dumped all this garbage. Now they got the dump trucks just dumping garbage all over the streets.
Like, first it's rats, now it's garbage.
Yep, that's literally that scene. So then the fucking Charlie's at the big master's fucking
Big Master's house. Big Mama's
it's
house.
It's a fucking farm.
It's not a farm. It's someone's yard.
It's supposed to be like Japan or something.
It's like it's
or China.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what. But
it's supposed to be somewhere in Asia, but it's just some fucking Goomba's fucking yard.
Because it looks like a barn. It doesn't look like a dojo or anything.
No. It's like a red little like cabin hut. And then there's like these like this big hedge like wall.
With,
but it's just
like,
someone's yard.
Very American foliage.
American foliage, American, like, exterior decorating.
Yes.
And it's just, whatever. It's fine. It's totally fine.
So he goes in, and, like, the dojo master comes out.
Big Master.
Big Master comes out, and, like, he, like, receives a letter from the dojo guy.
And then he's like, okay.
He's like, okay, come in. And so he, like, he's
we should
like,
talk, though. Our Big Master is a young guy that they put, like, silver in his hair.
And then give him, like, a fake Fu Manchu.
To make him look old. It's wonderful.
I love when they do this in movies. It's so cheap.
Because you just wonder, why, like, were you not able to get an old man?
Obviously not. So they just picked a fucking random actor and were like, here.
You're gonna be an old man.
We're gonna spray paint your hair silver and then put, an old Fu Manchu on you and then some wrinkles.
It's the laziest Fu Manchu ever. I love it.
It is. It's, like, tacked on.
It's tacked on, and it's, like, it's balding. It's lovely.
Yep. So he's like, okay, I don't think you're ready. And the guy's like, I am ready.
Why are you treating me like a beginner? And he's like, okay.
So he brings out a beginner that's been there for, like, 3 months.
And he's like, fight. And he's like, whoa, I'm gonna hurt him. Fight.
And the fucking, this is Sup Kim, by the way. Sup Kim totally just wrecks house. He's fucking just like, he just fucking pones him.
He kicks his ass and the guy's like, okay. All right, cool. And they train, because he's trying to get him to do like some weird like breathing exercise, and he does that. And there's all this like random shit of like.
And there's like a voice.
Like they're bowing, right? They're both bowing to each other. And then they get up. And then the Big Master just smacks Charlie across the face. And he's like, even when you bow, you must watch or something.
And now the next sequence of events is literally a voiceover while Charlie is training, and he's just saying like all this stuff, like I'm gonna train hard and get them, and then
I'll get him.
And then we get Speedy tailing the guys, and they're doing.
It's a montage. It's a training montage.
And they're doing mob shit.
It's a training montage, and evil
landlord
shit.
Yep. So you get voiceover training. Speedy tailing.
We also get the, like, Charlie's asleep, and then Big Master just waddles over to him and smacks him with a stick.
I love
it. It's like, Panther sleep with one eye open.
I love the scenes of, like, Speedy tailing them, because he's always in different levels. Like, he's always, like, below them or, like, above them.
Yeah.
Or, like, way above them. Like, he's, like, yeah. always at their – he's never, like, level with them. And then at one point, they park on the side of the street, and Speedy is literally standing, like, almost next to the car and with his arms folded and just watching them.
Well, there's that scene where, like, all the bad guys, like, ride in their, like, pretend limousine.
It's like a crammed fucking small Cadillac.
Yeah, they ride around in it.
This
essentially
is like the, this is like sort of the almost the end of the montage.
Yeah, like they're gloating about how they kicked everyone out and they have like that apartment.
When they're talking about what they're going to do with the money and like how what they're going to do when they like bulldoze the whole thing and like build new
like and they're all like it's literally just evil people bragging about what they're going to do. Each one is like, I'm going to like go get all the fine ladies. I'm going to go down to Florida. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, you should invest it. That's the smart thing to do with your money.
And then one guy's like, I'm going to like basically get a harem. Like, I'm just going to have a bunch of women.
And they park to observe. To observe their creation.
Yep.
Their apartment block that they're going to bulldoze. And then they see.
And Speedy's on the, like the very the roof.
Just like, what's up?
And they're like, get him! And they
send
goons up to the fucking roof.
To get him.
To fight Speedy, but they stand no chance.
And he kicks their fucking asses, and that scene ends. And then we see that,
these are very quick fight scenes. They're saving it. They're saving it all for the end.
They're saving it for the money shot, Will.
And the yelling match.
The greatest yelling fight.
So then to end the fucking montage,
Charlie is done, and...
You missed a very important scene when they're all eating at the big master's house.
Oh Jesus!
And a fly, and like guys, and the master sees a fly, and he's like,
he hears it.
He's like, annoying fly, and then like Charlie takes the chopsticks and just catches the fucking fly in midair, because we've never seen that in a movie before.
We've never seen that. I thought I first thought he caught it with his hand, but then we see it's chopsticks.
Yep.
And then he just chucks it away and continues eating.
And he completes his training, and he's like, now that this is a voiceover, like, now that my training is complete, I can finally seek vengeance upon you.
I will seek vengeance for you.
That dude was his father?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he keeps saying it, but yeah, I mean,
I don't know
whatever.
If he actually was, but yeah.
It's fine. And so, as he's leaving, Sup Kim is like, hey, I'm going to America.
I'll be there soon, so like, keep an eye out for me. And the guy's like, well, I got some business to take care of. So I don't know.
But we'll find out. We know now.
We know what... They wouldn't show Sup Kim that much if he wasn't in the fucking rest of the movie.
Apparently.
So he goes immediately to, like, the dojo. It just shows him at the dojo with Shibata?
Yeah.
The dojo master's name is Shibata.
And he's like, hey, my training's done. Give me the fucking letter.
And so they...
He gives him the letter.
Then, like, you get a voiceover what the letter says, like, if you're reading this now,
I'm
that
dead.
Means I'm already dead. Here are the people that killed me. This is the landlord, evil landlord guy, and he has all these people underneath him, and they, like, run the streets, and they, you know, you need to take on all these.
So the letter just has the name of the main guy.
Oh, yeah, and then they...
Cause he goes
right, because Speedy was trailing him, so he
knows. Because he goes outside, and he meets up with Speedy, and then Speedy tells him, because he's like, what are you doing back? Like, oh, I'm going to do this and that. And you're not going to, like, you're not involved. And he's like, well, actually. And then he names off.
He's like, I've been telling them, and I know who this landlord guy is with.
He names off all the other guys. And
so
he's
they write all the names on the letter, and they, you know.
He makes a death note, Will.
Yes.
And they're sitting at their death note table.
This is the only table that shows them, like, together sitting and plotting.
Sitting, plotting, sometimes half naked, usually with a glass of like beer or something.
So their first target, the mafioso.
So what he does is he writes down all their names on the bottom of the list.
And he'll underline
it. But the best part is as he's writing down the names, he says like, he adds in like a little dig.
He says like, this guy's a pig.
He's like, you pig. And then he like, Junior Walker. You scum.
You stand for justice, but you don't know justice.
You don't know justice. You're a nothing but a mafioso bum.
Yeah, just like, he has commentary for each and every one of these people.
And then the first one is the mafioso.
Yep. So mafioso is the first to get hit. Let's get into this scene.
Boy.
So We just get a scene of Speedy and Charlie, like, sneaking their way through the woods.
Through, like, some forest, and then...
like, what the fuck?
There's the mafioso is, again, fucking with his bow and arrow.
And the guy... So, one of his, like, staff comes over and he's like...
With a drink.
Your scotch and soda, sir. And the guy's like, well, come over here and do some archery.
And then he's like, do I have to? He's like, yes. And then he, like...
he's like, I don't have my bow.
Remember he has, like, the little, like, platter for the drink? And he just
throws it on the ground.
He just fucking chucks it on the ground. And he's like, I don't have my bow.
It's in the shed.
Well, go get it. Blah, blah, blah. Go get it. And he goes away. And
so this is the greatest fucking infiltration I've ever seen. I love how they sneak up on the guys.
It's like a video game. It's like a bad video game. He taps on the shoulder.
So they go up to a random-ass guy. They tap him on the shoulder.
He turns around.
And they fucking knock him out.
They karate chop him right in the face and knock him the fuck out. And then, well, Charlie karate chops him, knocks him out. And then Speedy ties them up.
Yep, and then they go to another person wearing overalls and tap him on the shoulder.
Knock him out.
Fucking knock him out.
Speedy runs over, ties him up.
This only happens twice. Then they get to the mafioso man.
And he's like, and Speedy just like jumps out of the bushes and just like holds his hips and just stands there.
Yeah, while Charlie sneaks up behind him.
And the guy's like, who are you? What are you doing? And then Charlie karate chops him.
This is all happening while the fucking goon is looking for his...
looking in the shed.
Bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there it is.
And then, again, he's so just like...
they're questioning him and like they're like...
he's not really questioning him. He's like, I know you did this.
Well, and he's also... I think he's trying to get information on where like the landlord's base is or whatever.
No. He's not getting shit. Because remember, the guy's gagged. He's just... and he's just like... He's like, blah, blah, blah. I know you did this. You're bad.
So then we don't see what happens to the mafioso guy. We just get the goon getting his bow and arrow, and he like starts like setting it up and everything.
Cause, well, he comes back, and he's just like, hey, boss, where are you? Oh, I guess he's gone. I don't have to do the bow and arrow thing.
Yeah, I guess
I should train. Do it anyway.
Yeah.
I'll train anyway.
So he like sets up his bow. He like pulls one back. And then he fires
You knew it. Right away, because as soon as he started doing it, you're like, oh.
He fires it and, Arr! Like a echoed, like, Arr!
We get a brief shot of the mafioso, like, tied up awkwardly, and then back to him, and then he fires the first bow, it hits, and then,
Then he fires another bow,
But it goes through his head.
And then another one goes through his chest again. And then one goes through his stomach. So the goons... he fucking made the mafioso target practice.
He fucking shoved him behind the bow target.
I guess thinned it out too, because I don't think in actuality the bows would... It's a cool scene. I'm not going to get into the realistic thing of it.
Fuck realism, dude. It goes straight through his head.
There's a thing in movies that people have to understand when they're watching fun movies. It's called suspension of disbelief.
Well, comparatively speaking, this is fine.
Yes.
Comparatively speaking, this is fine. And of course, he goes over there. He plucks out the bow and sees it's covered in blood and walks around it. And then we immediately cut to phone calls. Where he calls...
oh, yeah. He's just fucking calling...
He's calling all the other big bads and telling him that a mafia guy's dead.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I know it could be a mafia hit, but still, we have to be careful.
So they call in a huge goon squad. Or, like, because, like, the, remember the Jackass number 2, he, like, underlines it, and the guy, like, ups his security because he's like, oh, I need, like, 50 men. Like, I mean, there's not 50 men in this scene, but he calls in, like, this huge thing because he's worried. It's the,
Oh, George Lucas?
Yeah.
He looks like George Lucas.
He looks like a young George Lucas.
And?
Yeah, so George Lucas calls in this huge goon squad because he's worried about, like, if he's going to get hit next.
But then we get,
We get fucking
the death note again.
Charlie on his death note.
He crosses out mafia guy, and then is like, "You, George Lucas, you're next." And then they,
this is for what you did to Star Wars.
And then we get, like, he, you know, after the fucking Death Note stuff, there's always, like, a quick little thing where he, there's, like, some banter with him and Speedy.
Yeah.
And then they high five.
So they quickly infiltrate the fucking George
Infiltrate Lucas's. My ass, dude.
They just go in and fucking beat people up.
Here's what you get. You get some people by a door, and then you get George Lucas coming in with, like, some woman. And then they go through a set of doors, and then our guys are just right there.
And they beat the shit out of the goons.
They punch out the guards.
They push the woman over and the fucking...
No, George Lucas
pushes the girl into him.
And then they push her away.
Yep, and George Lucas just runs away. He just fucking bails.
And then, I don't know what the fuck happened to Speedy, but Charlie just runs down, like...
Like, infinite hallways, while George Lucas is running down, like, stairs, and, like, hallways, and, like, more stairs.
They run down a shitload of hallways until they're in, like, a garage. He gets in a car and is like, drive, drive.
So they start backing up.
And then Charlie hits a garage door and it closes it.
And so, like, George Lucas is like, what are you doing? Get out of here. And so the guy drives under, like, a car elevator.
It's like a, yeah, it's a car elevator. Really, and apparently...
I don't really get this structure because, like,
so, well,
I don't know where they are.
I'm saying it's a car elevator because they get in it, a door closes, and then you see it, like, moving, and then it's, like, 4, 5, 6.
And then, like, Charlie, like, thinks quickly and, like, runs up to where the car is going
to
land.
Runs to wherever it is, and then he gets out, and it's, like, a thin, like, hallway, and they're just driving.
The car barely fits through.
They barrel down the hallway.
At Charlie, and Charlie jumps over the fucking car.
Jumps over it, and then, like, falls down, and they're, like, he's, like,
he's like, what run him doing? Over! Run him over! Reverse! And so Charlie stands to the side.
There's, like, a little, like, doorway where he can just squeeze in so he doesn't get hit.
And they're driving backwards, and Charlie just fucking punches through the window just so fucking hard that it, like, sends fucking George Lucas into the afterlife.
He punched it so hard he murdered him.
Yep.
And his, like, hands, like, covered in blood because he punched through glass. And he just runs away.
So we get another landlord meeting. And they're all fucking... The remaining three...
The remaining three are worried.
Except for the main landlord guy. He doesn't seem that worried. They're just talking about what they're going to do and, like...
And the judge is just like, I'm going to rely on my own security. It's never failed me. Well, the guy who's, like, deals with the drugs is just like... I'm worried, blah, blah, blah.
He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do because, like, I'm just going to beef up my security too.
Yeah.
And, like, basically, they're going to just both beef up yeah. security.
Well, the judge isn't even beefing up anything. He's just like, my security's so good, I don't got to do shit.
And the landlord guy's like, okay, well, you know, we'll figure it out.
And then he goes into the other room.
And the fucking master is there.
And then he's just like, again, same thing. The plan is... The it's plan is perfect.
Flawlessly.
It's working flawlessly.
We've already eliminated two of them.
He doesn't say that. He doesn't say anything about eliminating. He just says it's working flawlessly. So you get the impression that whatever's going on is to his plan.
So now we get the team, the A-team, going to fucking infiltrate the judge.
Well,
we get him on his death note.
And now they're both, like, not wearing a shirt. And then he crosses out the guy's name on the death note and then mentions, like, yeah, he's got big security. And then, like, I don't know, I think, like, a straight-on confrontation is too tough. And he's like, it's okay. I got a plan.
So they go there, and they, like...
They have a big stick.
They're crawling. Yeah, they have a big, big-ass stick.
Big old...
Big bamboo stick.
And they're walking, and then we see...
They're walking along a fence.
Again, it's like a video game. The henchmen just, like, stand there.
Just, like, straight, like, just looking straight.
Like, arms down by their side, straight.
Like, if they were walking, they'd have a certain path.
They literally look like video game NPCs.
Yep.
So and they act like them, too.
So our team does the famous trick. He knocks on the door.
And one of them opens the door. He gets knocked the fuck out. The other guy is just, like, an NPC, like, slowly, like...
Like, turns over and gets knocked the fuck out.
And gets knocked the fuck out. And then there's these two other NPCs. And they're just like, what was that? Oh, I don't know. We should just stand here. Well,
because they're guarding the judge. The judge is sleeping with his, like, mouth wide fucking open.
Yeah, and they're just like, we should stand here because this is our spot.
And I knew.
What they were going to do?
That judge's fucking mouth is wide open. They have a big stick. It probably has a fucking string in it. I know what they're going to do because he even says it's a old Japanese assassin trick.
Japanese assassin trick.
That's what he fucking says. So I know exactly what they're going to fucking do. They're going to do poison down the rope trick.
Some old ninja shit.
Yes. And I love it. So the plan is Speedy is going to go distract all these fucking goons.
He just stands there and is just like...
He starts, like, singing and, like, dancing.
He's like, I'm the man, I'm the man.
And, like, fucking Charlie runs up the...
And all these people, all these NPCs get triggered. And, again, Charlie's just standing there. And, again, he's standing behind two guys just fucking flat. Just standing there staring into nothing. And then they get triggered by him singing, I'm the man. They just run and, like, grab him.
So Charlie goes up, like, up so we on don't, the roof. We don't see what happens to Speedy yet. But, like, he just goes up on the roof and, like, crawls across the roof, jumps across.
Silently.
Yeah. Jumps across silently. Another roof, and the two goons are still in front of the judges.
And he is, like, so close to them.
He, like, masterfully, like, takes the stick down and, like, turns it towards the
So that
the
he
judge.
Can, like, pull it in, push it into the room.
And then he takes the string and, like, slowly floats it down into the judge's mouth.
So it's, like, just barely above his mouth.
And then, I'm not kidding you. This is the poison.
Yes.
He takes a fucking food coloring bottle.
Yes.
A food coloring bottle that clearly has food coloring in it.
Yes.
And he just,
yellow food coloring.
And he starts dripping it onto the string, and it starts floating down the string.
And then it drips into his mouth.
Drips into his mouth, and he's like,
well, not yet.
No, he doesn't choke yet, but he, like, you can tell he's taking it.
But he,
So then he, like, retracts the string.
Goes, and then...
And then takes the stick, like... You know,
sneaks
the fucking stick around the guards again.
So they don't see it.
And then he jumps down, and then Charlie's still held up by the goons.
Speedy's held up.
Oh, sorry,
and
Speedy.
Then,
Speedy, yeah, you're right.
But again, he just pops in. They beat Speedy, like, stops pretending to be a fucking pussy.
And they fucking just beat the shit out of everyone.
And then the guy, like,
the
starts
judge
choking.
Starts choking on stuff.
And these guys, what's going on? And he chokes to death.
Yep.
That's it.
So now...
They're on their death list.
So no landlord meeting this time.
No landlord meeting. There's nothing to meet. There's just...
It's just two guys left.
So
we think. But they're still the big bad.
Shut the fuck up. And he is... They're on the next name. And then the guy's like, this one's mine.
So
he's like,
Speedy,
why?
Speedy's like, yeah, this one's mine.
He's like, why? And he's like, he killed my brother.
He was shuttling drugs into the streets.
And again, Charlie says exactly the same thing I was thinking. I didn't know you had a brother. He's like, I don't anymore.
I don't anymore. He shuttled drugs into the street. My brother was only 12 when he died.
And he's like, this motherfucker pretends to be a black man who cares about the community. Like, he shovels drugs into our neighborhood and...
But Black Dynamite, I sell drugs to the community.
I'm going to kill all the pushers selling drugs to our community. But Black Dynamite, I sell drugs
to the community. Oh, my God.
Literally that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And then he's just like, okay, you can have him.
So we see Speedy.
Dressed as a mailman.
Dressed as a mailman walking up to the drug guy's, like, home.
His basement.
And he, like, knocks on the door, and some guy answers it, and Speedy's like, hey,
I have a letter for this guy.
I have a special delivery for so-and-so.
And he's like, oh, he's here. And he's like, well, you're not him. And he's like, oh, yeah?
He's like, well, and he pulls out a gun. He's like, well, I'm his mother.
Give me that. And then he's like, okay, mother. Fucking walks away.
Yep.
And then the guy gives him the letter, and the letter just says, like, you're dead.
You're dead, special delivery.
And that triggers him so hard.
Like, get after him. And so they start chasing after the man.
Go murder him for sending me the fucking letter of a Sharpie. You're dead.
They start chasing after the mailman, but we instantly know it's Charlie dressed as the mailman.
Now. Yeah.
And he's just running. And then so we see him running down this, like, giant, like, park.
And then he, like, runs literally face first into the camera and stops.
So we can see it's clearly Charlie, even though we could have seen that.
We already knew.
From the beginning.
And then he turns around and they're like, that's not him.
And he beats the shit out of all of them.
And then it goes back to the office with the guy, and we see Speedy walking in with the bag.
Yep.
And again,
we're like, what's in the bag?
We get, well, no, we get again a close-up of a random rat.
And I was like, oh my God.
And I was like thinking, well, I didn't know that this was going to happen.
I didn't know this was going to happen.
But I was just thinking, like,
I knew something was going to happen with the rat.
Yeah,
but
I was
had
just
no idea what.
My thought was like, was he going to like put the rats in the room or something? I don't understand.
So the guy's like, oh, what the fuck are you doing here? And then he like twists his wrist and like.
Well, first like he like reaches out one hand and then you hear a snap. And then he reaches out his other hand, and he breaks that hand, too.
And so he's just, like, sitting limp in the chair.
And then he's just like, why? Why Black Dynamite? Why?
And then he's like,
donuts, like, don't wear allegations.
He's like, I got a special delivery for you. And he puts the bag over the guy's head and pulls the cinch
to tighten it.
To lock the fucking rats in the bag with this guy's head.
So the rats eat this dude's face while Charlie is beating up a bunch of fucking poor schmucks in the park. And, like, one of them, like, so what he does is, like, he beats them up and then, like, looks at them. Like, he kills the one guy.
He, like, inspects them.
And then he, like, looks at him. He's like, he's dead? Yeah, he's dead. Walks over to the other guy. Yeah, he's dead, too.
And he walks over to the eye patch guy.
And he's not dead.
And
he just runs the fuck off.
He runs away because he's scared.
And then he runs back and sees that, you know.
We just get the girl screaming and, like, the fucking bloody bag over this guy's face.
That he's dead. That's it.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. They fucking did that. They did a, like, a fucking rat bag over a fucking guy's head.
They ate his fucking face.
They ate his fucking face, and it was the same rats they, like, put into the apartments.
Presumably. Yes. I like to think it is.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because that just makes it better.
Yeah.
And it's the big bad is hatching his plan.
So the landlord's basically, like, saying stuff like, oh, your plan is falling into place. They've eliminated all these people, so
everyone's
now,
dead. It's...
now it's just you and me left.
Yeah. Everything's going to be fine. And then...
then we get the final Death Note scene, where he's like, now time to go after the big guy.
And he circles
his
name.
Fucking name.
And then they high-five each other. And then we see, like, the guy's plan. He, like, emptied out a building, apparently, and he, like, fixed the elevator.
To where it only goes up to 10.
So if you hit any floor from 1 to 10, it works like normal. But if you hit any 4 above 10, it automatically goes to 10. And then when the door opens at 10...
there's a guy with a Tommy gun.
There's a guy with a Tommy gun. And the guy's like, well, what if they run up the stairs? And he's like, come with me. And he goes to the stairs.
I love this
and
guy.
And then they open the stairway. And then...
I love this dude. He just leans out from the camera.
So here's like, so here's what the shot is, right? It's like they point the camera like up the stairway.
And the guy just fucking leans out, totally blank face, and just cocks the fucking Tommy gun.
And he's like, okay.
And like that's all he needed.
That's all you needed. But I just
so it only shows two guys. Like apparently there's a beef.
Okay,
up
but
security.
That's all you see.
Yeah.
Is two guys as well. There's like three other guys in the office.
Yeah.
With guns of their own.
So Speedy and Charlie take the night off and they're just walking downtown and they see Sup Kim.
Well, Sup Kim just like fucking jumps in out of nowhere and just like, what's up? And then he's like, what's up? I'm coming with you. Like not even knowing what they're doing.
Right. And the guy's like, no, you can't come with us. This is dangerous.
And he's like, no, I'm coming with you. You know, I'm coming with you. He's like, okay.
Okay. Like, it was that easy to
convince
him.
And he's just like, and Speedy's like, why? Why are you letting Kato, like, join us? And he's like, oh, you don't understand. Like, we train together. He's good.
When he's like...
he doesn't tell him, like, hey, dude, we're gonna go and, like, possibly, like, run our fucking lives into danger.
Yeah, fucking almost die.
Almost die and go all sorts of shit. Sup Kim?
Listen, Sup Kim is a badass motherfucker.
He's a fucking...
he doesn't care.
He's a wingman to the end.
He doesn't care. He's like, I don't care what the plan is, I'm coming with.
I'm gonna fucking do anything.
That is a true fucking hero right there.
Sup Kim is a true wingman,
he
okay?
Is. And he's kind of awesome, I will admit. I kind of like the guy that plays.
He has the most, like...
He has, like, a weird swagger to him that's fucking awesome. I love it.
He has, like, these, like, super, like, casual expressions when he's, like, kicking people's asses.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
He has the look on his face that you'd have when you're, like... I don't know. Like, when you reach... Like, when you're eating fries out of a bag, and you think that the fries are ended, and then you reach in the bag and you see an extra fry.
Or, like, when you, like... You just feel fresh as fuck when you're, like...
Yeah.
You put on your favorite outfit and go out on the town, and you just feel...
No.
Like, fucking, like, hot
or
shit.
Or you're coming home from work, and you take your pants off.
Oh, and put like a nice pair of lounge pants.
That's the look on his face.
That's fucking awesome.
As he's kicking people's asses.
It's badass. I will admit. Even... Okay, I'll take the time right now. All the actors, the main actors, are pretty, like... I mean... The main guy looks like a Ben Stiller action hero, but like
there's a weird like likable quality to them.
I really like Speedy in this. Like,
yeah,
Speedy's really cool.
Well, Speedy's cool because he makes the funniest fucking noises during his fights.
I love it.
Which is even better in the coming scene.
But we're gonna hear even more insanity
because everyone else
makes loud noises.
But all the actors are like pretty likable. Like, can't complain.
Yeah,
but
Speedy and Sup Kim, best ones.
The wingmen.
Yes. So
they walk into the building. They get in, so Speedy and Sup Kim are gonna take the elevator while Charlie's gonna run up.
He goes like around because they're gonna take it from both ends.
And then they start taking up the elevator, and like the guy's like tracking device starts beeping.
Well, remember, like, they press 15, but they don't know the elevator.
They don't know.
Only goes to 8, 10.
But they're going, and we know that there's a guy with a Tommy gun by the elevator. And then they're like, it's going to happen.
The landlord's just waiting with his goons.
And then they're sitting there, and you hear, like, distant gunfire, and they're like, yep, it's over.
Like, all right, let's celebrate. You guys want a drink? All right, cool.
All right, cool.
Even though they already had drinks in their hands, but whatever.
And then all the fucking 70s porn stars in the room
These muscled-out fucking 70s porn stars.
I'm just
stars.
Saying.
I think they might be.
They look like 70s porn stars or, like, disco dancers.
Yeah.
Because it's all these, like, muscled-up dudes with mustaches and, like, shirts that are way too, like, small.
So we still see, like, Charlie running down hallways. He's still going up. But, like...
But they get out of the elevator.
Yeah, so Sup Kim and Speedy get out of the elevator, and the guy's dead.
And they're like, what the hell? And then they run up the stairs, and we're like, okay, well, we know there's a guy with a Tommy gun there, too, and
he's dead,
too.
Yeah.
So they run right to the door. By the way, this is the beefed-up security.
I love this because they're like, wait, we need to wait for Charlie. And then they just fucking bust down the door anyway.
They just straight slam the door down. And the guys in the room,
dude,
are so slow that they reach for their guns and they point. But they're so slow that they can't do
it. They kick their guns out of their hands.
They kick the guns out of their hands and we get and then they fight a little. But the big bad grabs a gun and he's like, okay, stop. And then... He's like, I'm going to kill you. And then Charlie walks in and kicks the gun out of his hand. Oh, no, he doesn't kick the gun out of his hand. He ninja stars him.
Yeah, he ninja stars the hand. And the landlord runs away, and Charlie goes after him. But that's... We forgot about the best action scene because...
It's coming. It's this.
Okay. So when the landlord and Charlie go out...
Yeah.
We get the fucking muscled-out guy versus Sup Kim... And the fucking safari man.
Yeah.
Fucking, like...
The yelling boy. So, like, one of the muscled-out 70s porn stars has already been knocked the fuck out, so there's just one left now for some reason.
So he fights Sup Kim.
And for some reason, it starts out normal.
So they're fighting, and then he...
But then for some reason, he gets triggered.
He, like, puts the knife in his mouth.
And he's like, ah! And then he rips his shirt off. He starts, like, I'm not joking. He starts posing. Like, lifting his hands and, like, showing him, like...
like yelling, and then, like, they start fighting.
The funniest thing is, Sup Kim is just looking at him, and is just like...
He just takes off one shirt.
And he just, like, okay, I guess. I'll just take off a shirt.
And then he, like, has... And then he, like, pulls out nunchucks, and he, like, starts flipping
But
them
while
around.
This dude is posing... And Sup Kim is just, like, kind of watching.
We get Speedy versus the fucking yelling man.
The guy's just like, ah!
after every hit, it's like, yeah.
He looks like fucking Steve Irwin.
Yeah, it's fucking like Steve Irwin if he was an action star. It's fucking ridiculous.
And all this back and forth, they fight.
Rest in peace, Steve Irwin. Okay.
Rest in peace, Steve Irwin, and our movies.
Yes.
Want to be yelling Steve Irwin, too.
Because he gets fucking wrecked.
Shocking. Both of these dudes get fucking wrecked.
Like, almost immediately after they show their beefiness, they get fucking housed by their fucking rivals.
And then we get Charlie's still chasing the guy, and the guy, like, opens up a door to go up on the roof. And then we
see a sword stab into him.
And then I'm like, okay, it's going to be the fucking dude that we keep seeing. They don't show his face.
We know it's the mastermind.
Yeah.
But we have no idea who the fuck he is.
And when the guy falls down, you hear like, meow, meow. And then we get a cat
runs that across his dead body.
Skedaddles away.
And so we get Sub Kim. He like finally like nunchucks the fucking like muscled dude's face.
And then the other guy, and
Speedy, like, just fucking kicks the guy, like, 400 times.
Remember he, like...
he grabs his, like, Adam's apple and just...
They make, like, a sound effect of him, like, ripping...
Well, he, like, grabs his, like... This one is, like, he grabs his, like, neck and his nuts and his... and then, like, it makes this sound.
He breaks his nuts. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry. He breaks another guy's neck soon, so...
Well, there's a lot of things breaking.
So...
And then the guy with the sword...
So presumably Speedy and
they're running up.
Sub Kim are running up to help Charlie.
But then we cut back to them, and then the guy with the sword walks out, and it's Dojo Master.
It's fucking Shibata.
And
sorry, I said Shibata.
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 The Shibata sandwich.
Shibata bread.
Shibata bread walks out.
Shibata walks out, and we're revealed that
he's like, and Charlie is immediately like, you know what? I get it.
It all makes sense now.
Because my dad died from, you know, who else could kill him without him, like, doing anything?
Right. It was a straight, like, stab, and, like, it was so clean, like, no one else could have done it.
And he didn't fight back because he knew you. You were friends.
One of the guys, like, we are not friends. We have no friends where I'm from. I'm from the Yakuza.
I have something to tell you. I am Yakuza. In Japan, we take what we want. Here, I have to be a little more careful, and I'm just like, careful? Okay.
Right, okay. You were real careful.
And he's like, I've been waiting for this. And then, so it's Dojo Master and his two goons.
Here we go.
And then
rooftop showdown.
Charlie, Sup Kim, and Speedy run up, and they flank him.
Yes.
So we know we're going to get a rooftop showdown. Speedy and Sup Kim start fighting.
Yes.
While we get close-ups of Charlie and Dojo Master staring.
Charlie's, like, eyebrows keep going, like, up and down, like,
Let's fuck.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna fight the fuck out of you.
I'm gonna fuck you.
I'm gonna fucking fuck you. I mean, fight you. I'm gonna fuck this shit. I'm fight you.
I will fuck you. I will enter you.
I will enter you.
I will fucking fight you. Fight you so hard.
Fight this dick.
And it's just both of them, like, eyebrowing each other.
Yeah. While Sup Kim does the most casual fucking martial arts I've ever seen.
And like, eventually, awesome. He corners the dude, and then, like, he smashes him in one knee. He smashes the other knee.
And he, like, starts, like, dancing around.
And
he
smashes his elbow. Smashes his other elbow. And just kicks him in the face a billion times.
It's great. And then fucking Speedy gets the other guy on the ground. They fight a bunch, and then, like,
Keeps kicking him.
And he kicks him, and then he takes it, like, remember he, like, claws his Adam's apple
again. Oh, yeah.
He does the, like, neck breaker again.
Jesus. And then...
And then they run after back.
They run back to watch.
Well, because they're going to fight with Charlie, right? But Charlie's like, no.
It's my fight.
This is my fight. I need to take him down.
It's his promise, Will.
Yes, his death promise.
And then they start fighting. We get a, like... a 5-minute showdown
of them just like doing martial arts
and fighting.
Yeah, just fucking fighting. And like,
and then eventually, like, halfway through, the fucking Dojo Master pulls out his sword.
He's like, cheat code, motherfucker,
cheat code mode. But little did we know, because here's what he does. So he like slashes Charlie's back, and then Charlie rips his shirt off, and then he has two fucking scythes.
Yeah.
And then they fight with those, and then he just fucking knocks the scythes out of his hand, and then just throws his sword down. He's like, I'm gonna choke you with my hands.
With my bare hands.
And they start fighting. They keep fighting.
And fucking, like, he knocks the guy back, and then Charlie's laying on the ground, and he sees the sword next to him, and the guy starts charging at Charlie.
And then Charlie...
So Charlie raises up the samurai sword.
He raises up his dick.
He raises up the katana, and fucking...
And fucks him.
And the,
he enters him, Will.
That's what the eyebrows were for. He finally enters the dojo master, he told Shibata.
He told him, I will enter you, and guess what?
And then Shibata gets ran through with the sword, even though it's through his armpit, and he's just grabbing it.
And just grabbing it, pretending to be stabbed.
And he's like, ugh!
And then he's like, you should know. Don't be too proud.
No, what
too
is
too arrogant, like, or whatever?
Like, pride or something. Like,
yeah.
The worst...
Basically, like, you were too cocky. Yeah, that's why I stabbed you.
Your pride
you.
Got the best of you.
Yeah.
And so he I love this part, because he like, picks
starts
up...
starts dragging him.
He, like, drags the dojo master to the edge
but
of the
no
building.
Word.
Yeah.
Like, there's no word. He doesn't say anything else. He just starts dragging him, and
now,
I'm like...
Now, we are... Like, the dojo master is either near death or dead.
He's still breathing.
So he's near death.
Yeah.
So fucking Charlie just picks him up, and, like... takes him up again, up in his arms, and just fucking throws him over the fucking ledge.
And we get a dummy flying off a roof, like ragdoll,
and
then it smashes into the roof, and like its dummy legs, like, do the splits.
It's all twisted and shit, but you can clearly tell it's a dummy, and there's no blood, so it looks great.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It looks fucking hilarious.
And then it just cuts to Charlie at a fucking, like, grave.
And Sup Kim, like, and Speedy are in the back.
Sup Kim and Speedy are in the back posing.
Yes.
Because Sup Kim is like...
And then, like, you know, Speedy's, like, flexing.
Flexing.
Like, he's like... I don't know.
Like, they needed to...
But they can do that.
You know what? They needed to have their moment.
They're badass, dude.
Yeah. So it's like, while he's, like, mourning over the grave of his father, they're just, like, flexing.
Like, I could use a Sup Kim and Speedy, like... fucking, like, spin
in every off. Movie
spin-off,
yeah. Yeah,
just Sup Kim and Speedy. I
yeah.
Fucking love it.
And he's just like telling him, like, I did it, I fulfilled my promise.
Yep. And they start walking away from the grave, and then credits
with theme song.
Oh my god, this movie is fucking incredible.
This movie's great.
You know why? Because it reminds me, like I said in the beginning, it reminds
being a kid.
Me being a kid and just enjoying martial arts movies for just the sheer entertainment value.
But not just that. It feels like a movie that you would envision in your head as a kid.
It's kind of weird because it made me nostalgic. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Because, like, we've watched some martial arts movies that haven't made me feel nostalgic.
No.
But for some reason, this did.
Yeah.
And it, like, it's so low budget and so, like...
charming.
I don't know. Like, there's something about it that just, like, you...
It's charming.
You feel like you can go out and make a martial arts movie.
Yeah.
It kind of got me pumped. Especially, I don't know why, but I love...
The music?
I love the music and Sup Kim and Speedy. Dude, they are the best side characters that we've seen so far. I'm calling it right now.
It's even funnier because Sup Kim says maybe like four lines of dialogue.
He's not even like that big of a role in it, but like the way that his swagger is just the
but
best.
But then he just flies to America, hangs out for some like a couple weeks or
and
something.
Just is down to fucking
and then just
go
runs into our guy on the street, and it's just like, hey, whatever you're doing,
I'm
I'll
in.
Do it. Like,
yeah.
They could have been going to a bar to have a drink. But no, the thing they happened to be doing was we're going to go fucking potentially die.
Like, just, like you said, charming. This
yeah.
movie's just charming. I love that it's so low budget and so, like, kind of weirdly, it's like, childishly made.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that adds to the
it's
entertainment
part of the,
value.
It's part of the appeal.
Because, like, it just, it gets me because, like, I love this kind of martial arts movie where it's just, like, they have fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell the director and the writers and stuff, they were just having fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't, like, trying to make this, like, masterpiece. They were just trying to make a fucking martial arts movie.
But they did make a masterpiece.
They did.
They made the greatest film.
It's good.
This is better than Star Wars.
Oh, wow.
They both came out in 1977, Will. This is the winner.
And they both they both have something to do with George Lucas.
They both have George Lucas in it.
I don't know. Like, I just, it reminds me of martial arts movies that I used to love when I was a kid and still love to this day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just urban martial arts movies.
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking great.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, I liked this movie a lot. It's not, it's not per se like a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
But the way it makes you feel and how pumped it gets you, it's effective. It just works.
And you know why, Will? Because the rent is too damn high.
Well, and you kind of like are like, yeah, they fucking got the evil landlord.
Yeah.
These guys are pieces of shit.
And they're all memes, and yeah. It's great.
And they're all different, too. Like, everyone has this different personality. And
they're
like,
all different memes.
And so, like, you can tell them apart, and, like, you can tell each of the characters apart.
So when they die, you're like, yeah, fuck them. Fuck them.
I don't know. There was something just, there's an undeniable fucking charm to this movie, and I just had a blast. It was just fun to watch.
Nah, it's good shit.
So that's my final thoughts on it. It's just, it's fun. Mm-hmm. Just go watch it. I don't even care if you watch it by yourself. If you like urban martial arts movies, just watch it by yourself.
Oh yeah, you can.
You don't have to have friends. I mean, it's better with friends because you can make fun of some scenes, but like
you can still enjoy this by yourself.
Just have fun with it.
Yeah,
turn your brain off. Don't think about it too much. Because if you do, it might not be the best movie. But just turn your brain off and just have fun for an hour and a half.
Just enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Just have a blast.
Just fucking treat yourself.
Treat yourself like you would if you were a kid.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, just enjoy it for what it is, because it's not anything fantastic.
Yeah.
But my God, is it fun to watch.
Think about the kind of movie you would have made as a kid. And yeah. Guess what? They did it.
Yep.
They made it for you.
And, you know, I hope we see more of these movies. I really want more of this shit. This is my bread
and butter. More of this and less fucking Claws.
Yes. Please.
Fuck Claws.
But all things must come to an end, so we'll see. Now, before we get into news, I guess, Shitty to Pretty.
Oh, boy.
It's kind of a hard one to rate, because I wouldn't rate it a 10. I wouldn't go that high. It's definitely above a 5 for me, but
you know what? You know what? Well, 8.
So I was going to say 9, to be honest, like go high, just because I really loved this movie. Like, there's something about it that I maybe it's rose colored glasses, but I'm going to give it a 9.
All right.
So you're an 8. I'm a 9.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it high marks because
that is high marks
because it's good.
It is good.
I don't know. I just...
It's fun.
It is fucking entertaining as shit.
Oh, and also, there's a lot of boom mics.
Oh, lots of shadows of boom mics.
Mostly shadows, and it's wonderful.
It is great. But it doesn't take away. It kind of adds
to it adds to the childishness and the fact that you just know that this thing costs like $5.
And that's what makes it great.
It is. It's so charm.
That was... fucking Death Promise.
Death Promise. The promise has been delivered.
Yes. So, news, as you all know, because I've been kind of, like, reminding you each episode and, you know, trying to post it as much
Did you guys know?
We're doing a live stream on Sunday.
Did you guys know that we do a live stream?
We do a gaming live stream. What? You mean they haven't seen the other 4? Or is it 3 that we've done now? Will this be the 4th one?
Don't ask me, dude.
Please. It's splitting apart, so you could arguably say this might be the 6th one.
Fuck off, dude.
Because our stream creed's crashing.
So. That's not even... homie, games be broken.
It's true.
Games are fucking busted.
Yeah, just come hang out. Like, come and like enjoy us... yelling at shitty games and making fun of them.
Or not,
you know, you can't. Just watch it afterwards, whatever. Just make sure you tell your friends about it. You subscribe to the...
tell your mom.
Our YouTube channel. Maybe hit the bell so you know when we go live. I'll schedule it all out. But, I don't know, just like, come hang out if you want to.
Hit the bell.
If not, we'll keep making the podcast so you can listen to that too.
Yeah, this is going.
Yeah, so...
This will not end.
Sorry. I don't plan on ending it anytime soon.
So sorry.
Even if no one listened to it, I'd still record.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
I'm having a blast.
We watched Death Promise, bitch.
I would have never watched this movie yet without
I would not even give a fuck.
I would have never even heard about this movie.
See, I wouldn't either. I only heard about this movie a week ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And now we love it.
Yeah.
It's magic.
This movie turned me on to fucking Super Inframan. Like, come on. Come on. I mean, I might have watched it, but like...
Doubt.
I probably would have even known it existed. Yeah. And now I own it.
Now you fucking own it, dude.
Because I love it.
Because it's fucking Inframan.
Oh, okay. So, that was Death Promise, and where they mostly come out at night. This has been Will.
This has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all on Sunday on YouTube.
Sunday. Noon, Sunday. Mountain time.
Well, around noon. Cause
around noon. Who gives a fuck?
We don't start right at noon, but whatever. It doesn't matter. Be
if
there.
If you're there at noon, it's fine.
Be there or just watch it afterwards. What the fuck ever.
It's fine.
Just fucking goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. YouTube. They mostly come in at night podcast live stream.
Sunday.
Be there.